Mark Tegubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is He, which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. John chapter 6. This is Bob Griggs, and I'm delighted that we can once again have a little Bible study together as we look into the truth of the eternal God in His Word, which He has made available to us for our spiritual growth and comprehension and understanding. We've been discussing the Trinity, this marvelous, wonderful truth and mystery concerning the eternal God, who is one and yet reveals Himself as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And we're in the 14th chapter of the book of John, where we find briefly John 14 through 17, where the Lord Jesus, just a few hours before He would be crucified, met with the disciples and shared with them some amazing and wonderful truths that they had never heard before. And there in verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. Here we see He speaks of the Father. In my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. And, beloved, there's that wonderful truth, that wonderful promise, that Jesus is coming again, and receive you unto Myself. He said He would receive us unto Himself, indicating perhaps this is a verse that really goes toward the future in the rapture of the church, when the church will be caught out to meet the Lord in the air and to be received unto Himself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And He's in heaven, seated at the right hand of the Father. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. And Thomas saith unto Him, Lord, we know not whither Thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am. And in our last broadcast, we discussed this name of the eternal God, which He gave to Moses when He was sending him to Egypt to deliver the children of Israel from Egyptian bondage. The name I am, the self-existent one, the root meaning of Jehovah. This is the eternal name of God. He is the eternal I am, the self-existent one. And so He said, I am the way. Jesus is the way to the Father. I am the truth. Jesus is the truth. And without Jesus, you can't really know the truth. Jesus is the life. Without Jesus, there's no real living, beloved. There is existence, but no real living without Jesus. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And so we realize Jesus is the way to the Father. He's the truth about the Father, and He offers life to live with the Father. All of this is wrapped up in the Lord Jesus Christ and accepting Him as Savior. And over in John chapter 1 and verse 18, we read these words where the Scripture says, No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, speaking of Jesus, which is in the bosom of the Father, He hath declared Him. And the word declared means He hath led the truth of the Father about the Father into full revelation. Like I told you in one of our previous broadcasts, this is one of the reasons Jesus came, to reveal the Father and the Holy Spirit to us, to teach us about the Father and the Holy Spirit. And in these three chapters, this is what the Lord Jesus begins to open up to His disciples, this wonderful truth concerning the Trinity. In John 14 and verse 7, He says, "If ye had known Me, ye should have known My Father also, and from henceforth ye know Him and have seen Him." Notice that. Jesus says, if you've known Me, you've known the Father, and you've seen the Father, because Jesus is the manifestation of God the Father bodily, as we read in Colossians chapter 2. Jesus is the manifestation of the Godhead bodily. He's the revelation of God the Father. He's the revelation of the Holy Spirit, the physical revelation of Almighty God. So Jesus said, if you've known Me, you've known the Father, and you've seen Him. And Philip saith unto Him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us, or we'll be happy to know that. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known Me, Philip? He that hath seen Me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Now, beloved, there it is again. He makes it very clear. And in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 8 and 9, the latter part of verse 8 speaks of Christ, and verse 9 says, For in Him, in Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And so Jesus is the manifestation of the Godhead in physical form. That's why He took upon Himself physical form. Yes, to come and die for our sin, but also to reveal God to man in a way we could comprehend and understand who God is. In our last broadcast, I talked to you about when I was a boy living in West Texas and how that we had a lot of red ants, which are pretty good size ants that live there in ant beds. And how that as a boy used to go barefooted, and I was fascinated with the ant beds and the ants, and I'd run up to an ant bed and look at the ants, and the ants would feel the vibration of my feet and would scurry around, and I'd tell them, it's okay, it's not, I'm not going to hurt you. But they would, my voice sounded like thunder to them. They couldn't understand what I was saying, even though I was trying to communicate with them. The only way that I could have fully communicated with them was if I could have become an ant and walked among them and communicated with them in a way they could comprehend and understand. And, beloved, that's exactly what Almighty God did through the Lord Jesus Christ taking upon Himself human flesh and walking upon this earth as a man in order to reveal God to us in a way we could comprehend and understand. And so Jesus said, if you've known Me, Philip, you've seen the Father, and you know the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in Me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of Myself, but the Father that dwelleth in Me, He doeth the works. You see, beloved, God is one, and yet He's revealing Himself through the physical manifestation of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, if you've seen Me, you've seen the Father. I'm the physical manifestation of the Father. Verse 11, believe Me that I am in the Father, and the Father in Me. Or else believe Me for the very work's sake. He says the Father's the one that's doing the work through Me. And He is, beloved. He's the one that created the universe John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And verse 14 tells us, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. This one who is called the Word became flesh. And John said He dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, His splendor, His beauty, His power, as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And you notice, He was full of grace and truth. The Word was full of grace and truth. And who is the Word? Verse 17 tells us the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And so there we see the connection to who the Word is. The Word is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the Creator God, the one through which Almighty God created all things and spoke them into existence, as Genesis chapter 1 explains again and again, where it says, "And God said, and God said, and God said." There we see Jesus at work, speaking and bringing the universe into existence. And so, beloved, we see that the Father worked through the Son to create the universe. And this is what Jesus says, that the Father does the work through me. Now, verse 12, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to the Father." Now, Jesus is saying to the disciples and to us, you're going to do even greater works if you will allow me to live in and through you and to work through you to my glory and to the glory of the Father. And again he said in verse 13, "And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." Answered prayer. Oh, beloved, this should be a daily experience of every child of God. Every individual who's opened their heart to the Lord Jesus and received Him as Savior, answer to prayer should be a daily experience. And, beloved, this is a wonderful thing, to watch God hear and answer our petitions. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you, and we'll look forward to speaking to you then. Goodbye now.